The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. In today's gospel, our Lord sends his disciples ahead of him. To every town and place that he sends his disciples, he himself is going to go. But before he goes, he sends his disciples ahead of him. When I was growing up, my family had a lake house on Lake Schaefer up in Monticello, Indiana. Actually, it wasn't really a lake house. It was a trailer, but I preferred to tell my friends that I was going to my lake house instead of going up to my trailer. So every year on the first weekend that we would go up there as a family, my dad would send me and my mom and my siblings up ahead of him. So he would stay at home until Friday and work at his job in Richmond, where I'm from. And he would send my mom and me and my siblings up to the lake ahead of him on Wednesday or Thursday. And the reason for this is that we hadn't been to the lake for a long time and that there was work to do at the lake to get it ready for the summer. There was cleaning to do, the grass needed mowed, everything needed straightened up. So he would send us ahead of him to prepare for the summer and to prepare for the arrival of the weekend. Usually, when people are sent ahead of others or in advance of others to a place, it is because there is some kind of job to do in that place. There is some kind of preparing to do. There is work to be done. And in our gospel today, our Lord sends his disciples ahead of him. And the reason that he does this is clearly because there is work to be done before he arrives. And that work is to prepare for his coming. He sends his disciples ahead of him to prepare for his coming. He sends his disciples ahead of him to prepare the hearts of the men and women who live in the towns and places where they go, to prepare their hearts so that when the day comes when they encounter our Lord, they might be receptive to his mercy and to his love and to his gospel. Our Lord sends his disciples ahead of him to prepare the hearts of men and women so that they will recognize their own need for a Savior, so that when the moment comes when they encounter Christ, they might recognize him as their Savior. The disciples are sent ahead of Christ in order to work, in order to be laborers for his harvest. They are sent ahead of him to till the ground, to soften the soil of men's hearts, so that the seed of faith might grow and bear fruit in their hearts when the day comes when they encounter our Lord. So this is the work of the disciples who are sent ahead of Christ. And this is the same work that he has sent us ahead of himself to do. He has sent us ahead of himself to prepare for his coming. He has sent us ahead of himself to prepare the hearts of those around us for their encounter with him. He sends us ahead of himself to work, to till the ground, to soften the soil around us, to soften the soil of our neighbor's hearts, of our spouse's heart, of our children's hearts, of our co-workers' and friends' hearts, to soften the soil of as many hearts as possible. This is the work that he has called us to do, that he has sent us ahead of himself to do. We ourselves are not able to save anyone. Only Christ can save us. But we are laborers in his harvest. What we can do is we can work. What we can do is we can work to prepare those around us for their encounter with the Lord. What we can do is prepare those around us so that they will be receptive to Christ and his mercy when they encounter him. Today, may we recall the fact that our Lord wants us to work, that he wants us to labor, that he has sent us ahead of himself to be laborers for his harvest, to prepare for his coming, to prepare the hearts of those around us for their encounter with the Lord. Through God's grace, especially in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist, may we become the laborers that our Lord has sent us ahead of himself to be.